So everyone's already building their sukkahs. So one of the prominent features of any sukkah is the decorations. Which is a nice thing, beautifies the mitzvah, hiddur mitzvah, to beautify the sukkah. And people hang all kinds of decorations. What happens when there are decorations that are hanging from the schach? Does that present any problem? Does it matter how far they're hanging? Is there a problem to sit under them? So what's that halacha? So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Amud Beis that if a person hangs decorations from the schach, then that is batal to the schach. It's no problem. However, if it hangs down four tefachim, more than four tefachim, so that's machlokas in the Gemara. That one opinion of Nachman says it is still kosher, still no problem. And Rav Chisda and Rav Huna say that it's possible. It can possible the entire sukkah. So the Psak Halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Tav Reish Chav Zayin, is like that second opinion. So therefore, as follows, if one hangs decorations from the schach, and they're within four tefachim of the schach, then you have no problem whatsoever. It's batal to the schach, and everything is fine. Interestingly enough, that's only because it is a decoration for the sukkah. If one were to hang something else from the schach, even if it was to serve a functional purpose, like to block out the sun or whatever the case may be, that would be possible even if it was within four tefachim of the schach. But sukkah decorations pose no problem whatsoever within four tefachim of the schach. If it hangs down more than four tefachim from the schach, then it can passel the sukkah. So what does that mean? Automatically the sukkah is passel if there's something hanging down more than four tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, at that point you have to apply the beginning of Siman Tav Reish Lamed Beis, which discusses what happens when there is schach passel in your sukkah. So it's not necessarily going to passel the sukkah. It's only a problem. It's only potentially going to passel the sukkah if it's 4x4 tefachim. And even then, it depends on where it's situated and depends on the configuration of the sukkah. It doesn't necessarily passel the entire sukkah, but it can. And certainly, one should not sit under it. In Tav Reish Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, even if it's 3 tefachim wide, one would not want to sit under it. So therefore, the Rama writes here in Tav Reish Chav Zayin that ideally, one should refrain from hanging anything from the schach that hangs down more than four tefachim. Even though, if it's less than 4x4 tefachim wide, it really doesn't really create a problem. But he says, just don't hang anything that hangs down that far more than four tefachim. The Taz writes, well, many people are not makbid for this Rama. Okay, but as follows. So again, to hang something from the schach, there were some gedolim who didn't hang anything from the schach. But really, al pi halacha, there's no problem whatsoever to hang something from the schach if it's within four tefachim. L'chatchila, it should be within four tefachim of the schach and should not hang down. If it hangs down more, so if it's a relatively smaller type of thing, which is not 4x4 tefachim, so then it doesn't create a problem. If it is 4x4 tefachim, so then you already have a significant problem. Perhaps even if it's 3x3 tefachim, it might create a problem. What does it mean that it hangs down more than four tefachim? So this in and of itself is an interesting discussion. The Achronim debate, does that mean that the bottom of the decoration reaches more than four tefachim from the schach? Or does it mean that the top of the decoration reaches more than four tefachim from the schach? And that there's a space between the schach and the decoration, beginning of the decoration, of four tefachim. So this would that would be a significant kula. So I saw the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky that he held that it has to be that there's a space of four tefachim between the schach and the beginning of the decoration. So if there's that much of a gap, then we say that's completely separate from the schach, and it's not batel to the schach. Whereas others, we're not so sure. And Halicha Shlomo, of course, Shlomo Zalman says, Sarichion, what it means. If there's a gap of four tefachim, or if it hangs down, so that even the bottom of the decoration is more than four tefachim. But even Shlomo Zalman writes that if the decoration starts right from the schach, like most of the chains that people hang up, if you hang from the schach, so then even he thought that probably would not be a problem. It should also be noted, with regard to decorations, a whole different discussion, which is, I think, Tav Reish Lamed Ches, yeah, which is that they are muktzah in two ways. Number one is that they become huktzah l'mitzvasa, which means that one cannot get any other benefit from them, unless one makes it to nine events. One cannot get any other benefit from them over the course of the entire sukkahs, and even Shemini Atzeres, And on Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves, if they fall, not only can I get benefit from them, but they're actually, because of that fact, they become muktzah as well. Have a great day. Anybody?